All right, D.C. public schools rocked by a new report released yesterday from the Office of the State Superintendent of Education saying that more than a third of the D.C. public schools class of 2017 graduated high school against the district's grading and attendance policies. You had students missing a majority of the classes and passing. How's that happen precisely? For more on this, Max Eden. He's a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute and joins us this morning. Max, good morning. What are you making of all of this as D.C. is reeling from the fact that at least a third here of their students are graduating outside the standards of the district?
Yeah, so it's a very big story, and it's a story that the ramifications of which go far past D.C., right? Because 10 years ago, Michelle Rhee comes to town, and D.C. is a miracle. We have these new systems, we have these new policies, and ever since then, the numbers have been going up. Graduation has been going up, suspensions have been going down, and everybody in D.C., everybody across the country says, hey, look at D.C., this is a miracle. But back then, the unions were saying, no, they're going to use these policies to force principals, to force teachers to do whatever they can to make the numbers look good. And that's exactly what has happened.
Yeah, Dunbar's principal has been placed on administrative leave after an audit found that 4,000 instances of their administration changing attendance records to suggest that students actually were going to class when they weren't.
And Dunbar's principal back in 2013 was the DCPS Principal of the Year. because the way that education works far too often, certainly in districts like D.C. that have adopted all of these reforms, is if you're a school leader, you need to make those numbers move because you get rewarded for making those numbers move. And you get rewarded big league, as Trump would say, for making those numbers move big. But you can't really make year-to-year dramatic change the normal way. Things take time. Things take effort. So the way that you make those numbers move in a big way is you fake them. And that's what we saw in Dunbar, and that's what we've quite frankly seen across the entire district.
How damaging is this to Muriel Bowser, the mayor? I mean, if you think about this, this would seem to be a pretty deep level of corruption if it's hitting all D.C. public schools here.
Yeah, no, I mean, it should be extremely damaging for her, right? She brought in Antoine Wilson, who used to be the superintendent in Oakland, who did a, quite frankly, terrible job there. He overspent on his friends, his administrator buddies, by $13 million. He underspent on school supplies by $12 million. And he comes in, and both the fake graduations and the fake suspensions, they came before him. They were Kaya Henderson, too. But they both accelerated under him. And, you know, if she can't hold the head of the school system accountable, then I think she has a much bigger problem on her hands.
Yeah, well, and that's exactly where I wanted to go with this. You know, this all was exposed after an audit was done, and it exposed grading and attendance policy violations at Ballou High School, and that was a big story. And to the mayor's credit, I have to give credit where credit is due, she then commissioned this new study, this new investigation that was done from that. But the principal of Ballou High School, Yetunde Reeves, was permanently reassigned. And I think that goes to a system problem and how we employ these principals and these supervisors and administrators, where they're protected. They just get quote-unquote reassigned instead of being held accountable for the policies that are taking place under their leadership. And I don't know how you change that.
Well, I don't disagree with any of that, but the problem is both the lack of accountability, but also, quite frankly, the accountability, and I'm using scare quotes around that, right? Because these principals are on one-year contracts. So they keep their jobs by showing performance, and they show performance by changing the numbers. And so this principal, the only reason we know any of this, and this is to me, you know, the most amazing thing, is because this principal decided, I want to have a news story that I'm a miracle worker. And so Ballou went from 57% graduation to 100% college acceptance in 1 year. And during that year, they lost a quarter of their teachers because the principal was forcing them to go against their conscience and get to go against school district
policy. And I have a question about that, precisely because you think about educators. We constantly hear about teachers. Their number one goal is the outcomes, the educational outcomes of their students. And then you hear a story like this, and you're like, well, this flies right in the face of that, that educators are concerned about that, because it's allowing students to pass classes on the basis of nothing. They don't even attend the classes, and they can pass. So what must teachers be thinking of all of this? And you're saying many quit as a matter of conscience.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what are outcomes? Are outcomes something that are real and legitimate, kids knowing how to read, kids being prepared for the world, or are outcomes numbers that Antoine Wilson and, by extension, Miriam Bowser can say, hey, look at these great numbers, our system is improving. I think teachers here quit because they sacrificed their jobs because they thought that what was going on was wrong. And I think that these pressures, they're not unique to Ballou, they're not unique to D.C., quite frankly.
So how do these kids...
teachers are fearing pressure from administrators to do things they think are wrong because they're trying to show these, you know, air quotes here, outcomes.
Yeah, this is just so interesting, and hopefully we're going to hear more about this because there are so many unanswered questions here that need to be answered, because these kids deserve an education. If it's sending them out into the world uneducated with a fake piece of paper that doesn't really support what they should have, it's so unfair to them, and that needs to be addressed. So hopefully we'll be discussing.
And their parents deserve to know they were actually in school, by the way. Max Eden, senior fellow for the Manhattan Institute, thanks so much for breaking it down for us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Good to have you. 7:23 here on WML.
Do you